Despite several consecutive years of deep budget cuts within DNR, a workforce of truly dedicated professionals is the reason DNR has been able to continue to do what it does. The fact is, the employees of this state agency have worked tirelessly through extremely difficult times to deliver quality programs to the people of Illinois. In the last few months, a wave of long-term employees retired, and they will be deeply missed. The names and faces might not be familiar to you, but know that each and every one of these resource professionals touched the lives of hundreds of thousands of people over decades of service to Illinois. I cannot begin to express my gratitude for their service. The retirees represented a diversity of careers in public service. One might have been the DNR employee who once helped you buy a fishing or hunting license or register your boat or snowmobile. Another might have been the land manager responsible for establishing the public hunting area you utilize each dove season. One might have administered the grant that made possible the great new boat ramp at your local lake. Maybe it was a fisheries biologist who worked tirelessly to improve the health of the fishery within your favorite river. Or it was the forester or wildlife biologist who developed a management plan for your property. Perhaps you benefited from the urban fishing program coordinator who hooked a new generation of anglers through a hands-on workshop at your school. Maybe that night you heard gunshots in a nearby nature preserve, you called a conservation police officer who responded at 2 a.m. Now, after decades of ceaseless professionalism, that CPO has retired. You very well might never have personally known any of these retirees. Their work might have been behind the scenes, something intangible that led to your day of enjoyment at an Illinois state park. The retiree could have been a resource manager who attended annual work planning meetings to develop ways for all user groups to enjoy a particular site. Perhaps they were the computer expert who designed the website that you learned what facilities were available at a park or where you found this year's fishing regulations. Maybe it was someone who drafted rulemaking procedures necessary to ensure that activities within a watershed don't jeopardize the health and welfare of Illinois' resources. Each of our employees, current and past, remains connected to the people of Illinois. Yes, this agency is slimmer than it was a few years ago, and the critical budget situation means most of these vacancies will remain unfilled for months or for a yet undetermined time. But just as their recently retired co-workers, the remaining staffs are dedicated to serving the resource and the public and will step up to lend assistance in assuring that critical DNR functions are addressed. We look forward to a more secure future. Meanwhile, I welcome your ideas on how to maintain and improve our services during this transition period. Please utilize our web-based feedback question site at the website listed whenever you have questions or ideas to share with me. With your input and assistance, we can work towards creating DNR as a state agency with sustainable resources which allow us to continue our mission to preserve, protect, and manage Illinois' natural and cultural resources for generations to come. Yours in conservation, Mark Miller.